So let's review. The previous Mishnah mentions that Achiyavar HaKayitz, if a person makes a neder and specifies that the neder shall be effective until the harvesting of dates ends, Achikfilu HaMiktayis, then the neder is effective until Kayitz ends, which is when people put away the knives. The Gemara explains that Achikfilu Roiv HaMiktayis, until the majority of knives are put away. The Gemara cites a brisa. Tana Hukfulu Roiv HaMiktayis Mutaris Mishum Gezel Upaturis Minam Aisus. When the majority of knives are put away, the kaitz is considered to have ended, and as the Ran writes, Shemisyayishim hein mimasha nisha besada, the owner is not planning to cut anymore. Therefore, the remaining dates become hefker, ownerless, and anyone may take them without concern for gezel, and they are exempt from meiser because hefker potter mina meiser. The Gemara continues with an incident of Reb Tarfon, who ate dates from a person's field after hukfulu reva miktsayis. The owner saw and threw him into a sack with the intention of throwing him into the river without knowing that this was Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon exclaimed, "Woe to Tarfon that this person is killing him." When the owner heard and realized that this was Reb Tarfon, he left him and ran away. The Gemara explains that although it was after Hukfulu Reva Miktsayis, when it's permitted, the owner reacted this way because Mishum Dahu have a ganvile in ve kula shata. Vekimin ashkechel Reb Tarfon sabar hainu de ganvan. The owner suspected Reb Tarfon of being the one who stole his grapes throughout the year and wanted to punish him. Rebavo concludes that kol yomav sha'isa tzadik hoi mitztar al dabar zeh. Amar oi li shenishtamashti bekisa shaltar. For the rest of his life, Reb Tarfon was distressed by this incident and said, "Woe to me that I used the Torah for my personal benefit." As Rabbi Bar Chana Amar B'Yichanan says, "Kol mishtamesh b'kisser shel Torah nekor min ha'olam." One that uses Torah for his benefit is punished with death, as we see from Bal Shetzer, "Shenishtamesh b'klei kodesh shenasu klei chayil." He used the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, and although they had already lost their kedusha, he was punished with death. Certainly, hamishtamesh b'kisser shel Torah shu chay v'kaim lo olam alachas kama v'kama. One who benefits from Torah, whose kedusha is everlasting, is certainly punished with death. Therefore, lo yema adam ekra shikruuni chacham, eshna shikruuni rabbi, eshanin sheyizakin ve'isha b'yeshiva. Person should not learn Torah with the intention of gaining recognition as a chacham or rabbi, ela lamin mihahava v'seva kavod lavi. Rather, he should learn out of his love for Hashem, and he will eventually be rewarded with recognition. The Gemara explains that although Reb Tarfon only did this to save his life, which is b'kuch nefesh, however, asher gadol hava, Reb Tarfon was wealthy, and he could have appeased the owner with money without disclosing the fact that he was Reb Tarfon. As the Ran explains, Reb Tarfon was only prohibited to reveal that he was a Talmud Chacham because Ahu Gavra Choishtoi V'Nichoi L'Chvoi Terasai. The owner still suspected him of stealing, and Reb Tarfon used the Torah to absolve him from the Chiv Gneva. However, Mutter Lifter Atzmer Masha in the Chayiv Boy B'Chvoi Torah. A person may reveal that he is a Talmud Chacham to exempt himself from taxes in which a Talmud Chacham is not obligated, because b'dvarim halalu zachsa Torah l'tamita chachamim, k'shem shezachsa l'kahanim l'levim trumas ha'maisus. The Torah grants tamita chacham these privileges, as the Torah grants the kahanim l'levim the privileges of truma ma'isra. The Gemara cites several privileges of tamita chacham. A Talmud Chacham is always first, as a kohen, l'ftoich rishon, v'levarach rishon, v'leitelmona yofer rishon. He's the first to be oyel Torah. He's the first to be the mezamen at benching. He has first choice when choosing a portion. Therefore, sharli letzuvim rabbanan lemeimer, tzuvim rabbanana, sharli tigroi bereisha. He may request that the bezin take on his case first because he's a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham is exempt from paying manas hamelech, kesef golgalta, arnuna, various taxes. Zak de Mishnah, ad hakotzer, at sheyaschalo om liktzer k'tzir chitin, avoloi k'tzir sa'erin. If a person makes a neder in which he states that the neder shall be effective until the cutting, the neder is effective until people begin cutting wheat, because, as the Ran explains, karlu le'inshi chitin k'tzir stam, people refer to wheat when they state k'tzir, and as in the previous cases, ad v'loy ad b'chlal. The Mishnah concludes that hakolafi mokam nidroi, it actually depends on his location, as the Ran explains, em karlu le'inshi sa'irin k'tzir stam, if in his area people refer to barley when they state k'tzir, the neder is effective until people begin cutting barley. And m'hoi bahar, bahar. If he made the neder when he was on a mountain, the neder is effective until the people on mountains begin cutting. And the Ran adds, Afili yard le bika begia katsir shal bika asrach gia katsir shal har. Even if he subsequently moved to a valley where they began cutting, the neder is still effective until the people on the mountain begin cutting. Similarly, imhaya bebika bebika. If he made the neder while in a valley, the neder is effective until the people in the valley begin cutting. The Mishnah continues, ad hagashamim achiyu hagashamim achiterid revishnia. If he states that the neder shall be effective until the rain, or even if he states until the rain comes, the neder is only effective until the second rainfall actually begins, because ein zman kavua, the duration of rain is not fixed. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel leimer, achi gia zmana shel revia. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees and says, the neder is effective only until the usual time for the second rainfall. As the Ran adds, afilla yard gishamim, even if it actually did not rain, because ein li ridasa zman kavua. He does not intend for the actual rain whose timing is indefinite. Reb Zeira explains, Machlekes de Amar ad hagashamim. The Machlekes is only when he states ad hagashamim in plural form, in which the Chacham hold ad sheterid revia shnia, because litfuyi kasi. He stated ad hagashamim deliberately to extend the neder until the actual rain, while Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds ad shegia zmana shel revia, because leidaiki inchi, he did not state ad hagashamim deliberately. Aval amart ad hageshem ad zman. There is no machlekes when he states ad hageshem in singular form, in which all agree that ad shegia zman shel revia, because ein li yiridas zman kavua v'lo moches l'sveika. The Mishnah concludes, however, ad sheyifsuku gishamim, ad sheyetzei nisen kula divrei meir. If he specifies that the neder shall be effective until the rain stops, Reb Meir says that the neder is effective until the entire month of Nisan passes. Reb Yehuda Omer, Achayav Ra Pesach. Reb Yehuda disagrees and says until after Pesach.